The deeper you get into African pop music, the more enormous the subject gets. World music commentator Milo Miles has a review of a few books about it, including one by author Wolfgang Bender, which Milo salutes for its informed and wide-ranging approach.
Any serious fan of African pop music needs to read two books, both of them by Englishmen. The primary text is Ronnie Graham's The DaCapo Guide to Contemporary African Music. It's essentially a huge discography with brief descriptions of recordings and biographies of performers. Graham gets all the important names, and the record lists are far larger than most. The other book is Chris Stapleton and Chris May's African All-Stars, published in this country under the ridiculous name African Rock. May and Stapleton go after the whole shebang, a history of sub-Sahara African music and interviews with every performer they could get a hold of. Naturally, it falls short, but it's lively and full of facts and nails down the 1987 European perspective on the music. Several books have talked about African music from an insider perspective, but until now they were all concerned with traditional music, not current pop. So the book you should get after The DaCapo Guide and African Rock is Wolfgang Bender's Sweet Mother, Modern African Music. Bender now teaches at the University of Mainz in Germany, but he grew up in Lagos, Nigeria. The amiable strains of early highlife music there fascinated him and prompted a lifelong curiosity about African pop. In fact, Sweet Mother is named after this Nico Mbarga highlife tune.
Sasa! Rockafi just presenting you Sweet Mother.
Sweet Mother, I no go forget you for this summer when you suffer for me. Sweet Mother, I no go forget you for this summer when you suffer for me.
The continent south of the Sahara contains so many styles and so much flux that any single book is no more than a snapshot of an immense parade. With that limitation a given, Sweet Mother does have some further problems. The Germany-based discography is virtually useless. There's no index. But the biggest snag is that Bender simply lays out everything he has picked up about African pop, country by country, without much structure or overriding philosophy. I mean, any survey of Soukous and Zaire that barely mentions bandleaders Franco and Dr. Nico is wildly fragmentary. But you keep reading, Sweet Mother, for the dandy nuggets of information embedded in it. Bender doesn't touch on the sound of African music too often, but when he does, he grabs the mule by the ears. No one has written a more concise description of how African high and low note clusters interact, or how thumb piano phrases were worked into electric guitar parts in Zimbabwe. Elsewhere, Bender kicks over easy assumptions that non-African music fans make all the time. For example, pop musicians in Africa are almost never political rebels or social outsiders. The function of the musician is to reinforce social bonds and confirm admiration for the wealthy and powerful. Of course, there are exceptions like Fela Kuti and Sonny Okosins and Thomas Mapfumo, and these people have tended to become pop stars in the West. For every subject Bender skips over and every passage he seems to have written with his left foot, he tosses off fascinating prizes of insight. I don't have time to explain why griot is a bogus term, or why there's no recording industry in Sierra Leone, or why the most popular model of home radio in Zambia was encased in a cooking pot. Read Wolfgang Bender to find out. He may wander around a bit in Sweet Mother, but he gets where he wants to go on time.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed Sweet Mother by Wolfgang Bender, The DaCapo Guide to Contemporary African Music by Ronnie Graham, and African All-Stars by Chris Stapleton and Chris Mays.